Today's Thursday, January 3rd, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Extron, industry-leading technology backed by world-class support.
Today's Daily Download comes from ResiWeek 136. Matt Scott is joined by Jeremy Glowacki and Ken Eagle talking about finding new business clients. Ken Eagle starts off talking about the importance of constantly looking for business opportunities and avoiding downtime.
See, that's an interesting challenge. And as you may or may not be aware, in early 2000s, for 7 years, I had my own custom AV company up in Detroit. So 7 years, great business. Absolutely loved doing that. So I know exactly what Todd's talking about here. And as a small business owner, the challenge I always found myself in that I know a lot of people find yourselves in is you wear so many hats. And while you're out pounding the pavement, that's great until you get those jobs. Then you're writing quotes. Then you're helping pull a cable. Then you're doing trim out. Then all of a sudden you're programming and trying to answer all the customers' needs. And then that job finishes up and, oh my gosh, I forgot to book more jobs for when this one's done. It's an easy cycle to get lost in until you get enough of your own employees and your own sales team that you can trust to begin handing some of those responsibilities off to so that you can go back to selling or get somebody else involved in selling if that's not your strong point. But I think that's really key that you always go back to that well and you're continually lining up work so that you never have that downtime. And it very well may be that the business owner is the guy out selling or the lady out selling. But again, if that's not your strong point, then you got to hire somebody and they've got to be pounding the pavement. But somebody always needs to be doing it. I know some of the places where I personally found the most success wasn't always in just those one-offs, but it was for me in creating relationships with builders and with remodelers. Now, the builders are great because they're probably building new homes, maybe one, maybe five a year. You don't know. But you get in a cycle with them where they're continually feeding you new homes. But new homes, they run it in cycles. So you're not always going to be busy, right? Until the last minute when you can get back in. So in between all that, you got to have something else to do. And this is where I would always have at least five remodelers who I would network with because they're always doing something. They're redoing a master bedroom. They're redoing a living room. They're putting an addition off the back of the house. They're finishing a basement. And inevitably, there's always something, even if it's just hanging a flat panel display with a set of speakers in a master bedroom over a fireplace. It's a great way to keep out there, to keep your trucks rolling, to keep your guys out doing something, to keep revenue flowing, to train new guys who are coming in, all of those things. So yes, it's absolutely important. And I think Todd's right on in his story. You have to keep pounding the pavement.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.